About 7:48. We need to get Mel B in here. Mel B has come up to see us. She's really sweet because it's like 12 minutes to midnight in LA. Yeah, she's decided to come see us.
Just for a laugh.
And she's always good fun when she comes in, Mel B. She's so feisty.
When was she last on the show? Was it...
a few months ago.
June?
I can't remember. And here she is!
Hello!
Mel B!
Oh, it's me!
And we're all live now,
Oh, you're
friends.
Live?
Yeah, don't swear.
Hi, Mum. Hi, Dad. Hi, everybody on the school run.
You just use this as an excuse to not, you know, spend money on phone calls to your parents.
I do. Yeah, Mum, I'll call you in about 5 minutes and I'll go through everything that you need to go through with me, okay?
Melanie Janine Brown.
Oh, I love that.
Your waist gets smaller and tinier and your breasts get bigger.
He's noticed.
It's my ultimate bra. I showed you it earlier.
Don't.
Pink to make the boys wink.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I think that's my mum. That's my mum calling me right now.
Oh, is she?
Mum. Mum. I'm on Chris. Wait, let me put her on speakerphone. She's
tell her not to swear.
Don't swear. You're on speakerphone right now. I'm with Chris Moyles. And what's your name again?
Dave.
Trying to get my radio on.
She
listens to you every morning.
Okay.
Don't swear, Mum. Okay, I'll call you back when I've done the interview.
You know what it is? I'm late for work. I'm usually in the car by now.
Listening to Chris Moyles. See, dedicated fan.
Hi, Mum.
Chris just said hi.
There you go. Bless her.
Okay, bye. Love you. Bye. Bye bye. Love you. Bye.
So she's home in Leeds now, is she?
Yes, she is.
I'm late for work, I'm normally in the car.
Don't you love that?
I'd love to say. How often does your mum come out to see you in LA?
About 3-4 times a year.
I just love her in Los Angeles, imagine that. Don't drive on Roxanne Road.
So, the sun shines every day. Everybody wants to come and visit
the turn
me
turn right
here,
when lights are red. The turn and red light is red,
yeah,
and I'm told
that was really weird for me when I first moved here.
Yeah.
Trust me, yeah. Really weird.
Apparently, it's not every state in America either, so
isn't
it's
it?
Only certain states where you can turn right in a red light. It's very confusing.
Hey, you've got a bit of suntan. Are you burnt?
It's blood pressure.
You burnt?
No, I'm not burnt. Well, we went running around today looking for the Hollywood sign and got a bit of sun. But
did you not find it? It's really obvious.
Oh, we did eventually.
We did eventually. But the best place to see it is on a really, really busy road, so when you try and film, it's a nightmare.
Or from my house.
Well, I've been invited to your house.
Well, invite yourself.
All right,
that's
I'm coming
what
to your house.
People do. You're here for a week, aren't you? Come over. I just got the deck sorted. It's gorgeous.
The deck or the decks?
The deck. Oh, shut up. The deck. It's got like an outside door grill, lights, bit of palm trees, beds.
Wow.
It's beautiful.
Is there still
any?
Jealous? There's no more of that Spice Girls money left. You must have spent it all already.
Are you kidding me? I'm a businesswoman. I don't mess it up. I invest well. Trust me.
Now we'll come to your house, sir.
Come to my house.
It sounds ace.
For a cup of tea.
Lovely.
I don't do bacon butters anymore. You're going to have a nice salad.
Are you vegetarian?
No.
No. No.
I like my meat and two veg.
Why don't you do, hey baby, why don't you do bacon butties anymore?
I just don't feel the need for it. When
sausage?
I'm back home in Leeds, I love a bit of sausage.
No.
When I'm back home in Leeds, I do fish and chip scraps and I do my bacon butties. But my mum does the best bacon butties. I can't recreate that.
Fair enough.
In the butter and the frying and all that.
And the bacon's
stuff.
Rubbish here as well because it's all streaky bacon.
It's turkey
bacon. It's not
bacon.
As good.
It's like crispy. It's not as nice.
Hey, what about fish and chips? Have you got a good chipper in
not
LA?
Here.
Really?
No, not here. And not in London either. Sorry, everyone in London. It's only in Leeds. Mr. Chippy. Why are you laughing at
Where's
me?
Where's Mr. Chippy?
Mr. Chippy's on Kirkstall Road. Everybody knows that.
All right. Whatever. Mr. Chippy.
I never said it like that.
Mr. Chippy. I tell you what, it looks like he's been eating too many chips. It's Joey Fat One, the guy you're doing the show with.
Who?
Joey Fat One.
Oh, Joey Fat.
That's how
the guy you do the show, but he keeps saying his name wrong.
He went on a workout for 6 weeks.
What went wrong?
I don't know.
Joey Fat One.
Maybe he got depressed and just wanted to do, like, Sunday roast eat out.
I tell you, but he's depressed. He's working with you. I bet you're driving him mental.
Up. No, I'm very inspiring.
He's in his trailer, woofing down burgers, going,
I'm
okay,
very
I work with
Mel B. Inspiring to people. That's why you had me on the show again, Chris.
Who's the other one that he does the other show with the woman with the big fish lips who's on the posters?
He does
we
a red carpet
around,
thing.
Right? And there's this woman with these massive right? fish lips. You have a look.
Isn't that that woman from Emmerdale that has that?
No. Oh, yes, she did, but it's not her. It's a different one.
Why do that?
Your lips look natural.
They are natural.
That's fine.
Do you want to feel them? Last time you felt my breast assist.
And you told me off because you said that it was a pathetic...
Abuse at work.
You told me to.
I never did. I suggested because you had a comment. So now you want to feel my lips
no,
on my face.
No, I haven't said I want to feel the lips on your face.
Got ya.
It's nice to see there's parts of Mel that she hasn't had surgically enhanced and her lips
Shut
are still original.
Up. I'm going to come round there and whack you, wallop you round the head.
Seriously, there's something, you can't put your finger on it, but there's something about me that you're attracted to, right?
Of course there is.
Damn right, that's what it is.
It's not the voice.
What do you mean it's not the voice?
The voice is very engaging, but it's not the voice.
I've got a very sexy voice.
It's not
voice.
The sunburn.
I've got a nice voice.
I'll tell you what
nice
it is
voice.
When we've done the interview.
Okay.
I'll round it up for you. I'll Jerry Springer it up for you, you know, like he does it at the end of his show.
Now that's taking all
the summary.
Mel's final thought.
Tell you, that's taking all the fantasy away from it. You'll Jerry Springer it up
for
me.
Trust me, it will be really good. My mother's listening. Stop.
Your mother would love me as a son-in-law.
She listens to you every bloody morning.
I know, she's late for work. She's normally in car by now.
So wait, when did you arrive in LA? When?
We got here on Thursday night.
And it's now Monday.
And
so what have you been doing?
Tuesday morning for our listeners. Monday night here, yeah. We've done loads of stuff. We went filming.
Like?
We went and watched The Simpsons being recorded, which was very cool.
Right, if you're a fan of that, great. Mm-hmm. What else?
Still cool.
We've been to Santa Monica, to the beach.
You went to the pier?
Yes, which was lovely.
What else?
Went to the Hollywood sign.
We've done so touristy, trashy stuff.
That's
My
what.
God.
But that's what we're doing. That's why we're out here.
Oh, you need to go to the cool stuff.
Like what?
I can't tell
like
you
your house.
There, but...
Well, Mel B suddenly realises she's a Leeds lass in LA and she's not cool. You got to do cool stuff like... I don't know. Look up website under cool.
Oh, I tell you what we did do that was cool. We went to the Sunday Gospel Brunch at the
House of Blues.
I've been there. That's such a tourist thing to do.
Oh,
also.
But it's brilliant,
great, though.
No, it is good. No, I must say it is good.
I was making a fitness video in Malibu.
Me too. Today.
No, you weren't. That's what I was doing today.
I'm not even allowed to talk about that.
I'm not. Well,
gosh,
I'm not talking about yours. I'm talking about mine.
You want to see my six pack?
It's what? I'll be just quite happy with a two-pack. I've got to be honest with you.
I worked out today hardcore.
Really?
Hardcore.
I worked out today.
You did? What?
Yeah. I went running today.
Where? At Runyon Canyon?
No, on treadmill at gym in hotel.
You do. Why be in a treadmill at the gym when you have beautiful weather here and you can
because
go on
a
hike?
Because it's like 90 degrees
no,
and
you
I'm
go
fat.
At 6 in the morning.
Give over.
When the sun's like rising and it's like cool and lovely.
No, I can't do it. It's too hot.
No, well, you need to come and work out with me. I'll work you out, baby.
I bet you will.
Yeah, I will.
I bet you will.
Yeah, I will.
Seriously, you don't.
Yeah, I will.
Don't suggest it.
I will.
Don't suggest it.
You'll be sweating, panting the whole nine yards.
I hope
so. Put your trainers on.
That's what I dream of.
They don't call them trainers here. They call
sneakers.
Them
sneakers.
Sneakers.
I tell you what, if you and I got hot and sweaty together, that'd be another marriage under your belt because you and I'd be running up to the hills together.
You would be running up any hills.
You tried
to walk up to Radio Shack the other day and nearly had a heart attack.
These hills, say, the hills
Chris,
are steep. In,
Chris
in
has a t-shirt on that says Yorkshire lad.
Proud to be
a Yorkshire lad.
Yes.
I like that.
Thanks very much.
Like that a lot. What are you wearing?
Nice. Me? Just some freebie t-shirt.
from who?
From Jake's, actually.
Are you wearing underwear this time?
I was last time, wasn't I?
I don't think so. Or was that a little skinny guy that wasn't? Or was he wearing weird underwear?
I can't remember.
I've got underpants on.
Do you wear tighty whities or do you wear boxers?
I wear boxers.
Not tighty whities?
No.
What are tighty whities?
Do you think? Whities sometimes.
What are tighty whities?
It just makes everything sit right.
I've got like wonder pants for boys.
Oh, love it. Does it have like Mickey Mouse and like Kermit the
Frog? No, it's not. How rude.
It's to make it look like lift.
Yeah.
Like a wonder
you don't
bra.
Want to lift.
It's to make it look.
If you're a guy, you don't want to lift.
Exactly.
What planet are you on?
You want a big. Women love that. They love the big package on a man.
You want it to hang.
Yeah, but so you're telling me when I put my socks.
I'm going to terminate this conversation.
So when
right
I put
now.
My rolled up socks down my jeans, you're saying that women don't find that attractive? I can't believe it.
Offensive is the word.
I had thick rugby socks on yesterday. I thought all the ladies were eyeing me up.
Offensive content within.
What have you got on? Have you got on underpants today? You haven't got anything on.
I refuse to go any further with this conversation. So hey, while you're
stuff
here?
That.
What time do you want us to come around tomorrow?
Tomorrow, I can't do tomorrow.
Oh, there you go.
But what time? How long are you?
Forget
here for?
Going around there. Melby's commando. That's what I want to know about. Is that true? You've gone commando today? But you're doing a fitness video. What kind of video is this?
Well, that finished at 6 o'clock. I had a couple of hours break to wash my kids, put them to bed, do the whole thing.
But also, you're in the market for underwear. You should be wearing underwear, surely.
I am.
Oh. I've seen them. I mean, I don't want to see any more.
Melby, that's three times now that you've flashed your bra in us.
Oh, don't you love it? Look, it's dimpled.
I love it. I'll put my hand up. I love it.
Put your hand up, you love it.
Yeah.
Wait, when are you leaving? Let's figure this out now.
Friday. Friday night.
So boring. They've only paid for you to come out for less than a week.
Tell me about it. We're going to get a day off. Friday
where
night.
Where are you staying?
At the London?
No.
Are you kidding me? Seriously.
Where have they put you up?
No, I'll tell you off, yeah. You'll have never heard of this place.
We're in a backpacker's hostel.
Seriously.
A backpacker's hostel. They're the best places to pick up foreign exchange ladies.
How does you know that?
Oops.
I'm Melby from Leeds. Let's go on a date.
So, right. What else? Who are these two people? Why have you come in? Are we in trouble or what? Are they reading the news? Oh,
they're
going to
read the news,
are
they?
Now.
Yeah.
I better go out, because last time I interrupted by talking. Should I leave?
You can take a break, yeah. Go and have a...
Take a break, have a Kit Kat.
Well, whatever you want.
I don't eat chocolate.
Do you know what? To be fair, I could do with a five-minute break, because I'm so desperate to not look at your chest today. I'm staring you right in the eye.
You can look.
No, but there's looking and there's, you know...
You can't touch, I'll deck you.
Do you know what? On that, I think you'd like me to touch and you'd like to deck me.
You touched last time and it got me into serious trouble.
What trouble?
You touched one really pathetically and I was expecting a full-on growth.
Yeah.
I was disappointed and I nearly got divorced. Not doing that again. Well, goodbye.
Here we go.
I'm going to go and call my mother now. I am in trouble. Seriously.
Hey, if Melby's mum's still listening, while the news is on, me and Mel are going to tongue kiss for the whole duration of the news. I'm going to be all over your daughter, Mrs. Brown.
I just wish she was a bit more lively.
Do you know what? Why is she not happy?
Yeah, why didn't she just give a bit more?
She should smile and laugh a bit more.
Will she come out of her shell in the next part?
Will she come out of a bra in the next part of the interview? That's the thing. Have you ever seen anything like it? Seriously, it's unbelievable. Tell you what, Dominic's head's getting more and more tanned. He looks like he's hiding under her top with his twin brother.
That's like Right Said Fred after a week in Mallorca.
She's not here plugging anything. She's such a good girl. She just said, well, if you're in, I'm going to come and see you. So God love her.
She's right, great.
Mel in a minute. Matt in Portsmouth just texted in saying, I love Mel. What a great, great laugh she is. You can take the girl out of Leeds, but you can't take the Leeds out of the girl, says Chris from York. You're damn right. She's great. And somebody else has said to me, Chris, I know the problem that you've been experiencing. You're meant to put the socks down the front of your jeans, not the back of your jeans. I knew there was something I was doing wrong. Oh, big grapes and all that, you know.
The Chris Moyle Show, live from Los Angeles, International Radio 1.
And the Europeans have arrived in Kentucky ahead of the Ryder Cup at Valhalla.
Hello.
Gets underway on Friday.
Kentucky, where's your fried chicken?
The European captain, Nick Faldo, can't wait to get going.
We want to see how we're all playing and how everybody's comfort levels are, all sorts of things. I've got a 12-man team, I can only put 8 out. Yeah, I've got a couple of pairings in mind. We've got 3 days to work on that.
Tell you what, I've got a couple of pairings in mind.
Have you?
Yeah.
No, I know you have. You can't keep your eyes, off him.
Oh, can you blame me? Seriously. I said it a million times, but it's like looking at her in 3D.
They are there, aren't they? There's no doubt about it.
Are they there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I tell you what, she's taking the promoting of these bras very serious.
The weather, it will be fine in the south today, ironically. Cloudy with some rain for the rest of the UK. The high will be 19 degrees in the southeast of England.
I tell you what, it doesn't look too bad in the Midlands area.
8:06 now.
Nah. She keeps... Well, during the... Oh, here she is, look. Come in, then. Come back in. During the sport news, Carrie's trying to read the sport news, and Mel is making a suggestive...
That would have been very nice. What's
your size? Just so you know, we're back on, by the way. Yeah, what is your size, Carrie?
I'm currently 34D.
Are you?
I'm a double D. You D?
Oh. I love that. By the way, Carrie goes, I'm 34D, and Mel goes, I'm a double D. Carrie's face goes, no, I said D, not double D.
just D for me.
Can I ask a really naive question?
What?
About bras.
What?
I understand them. I know what they do.
I know, I can... Ask me.
The number is... How
round the back,
round the back, but
and the
but
what's and the cup size,
right? But why isn't a double D just call it an E or something? Is it
because like an E is a different size?
Duh.
Well, what's the difference between a double D and an E? It can't be that much, can it?
I'll show you that.
Yeah, whole
this
cup
much
size.
Is it?
Damn, this much difference.
Oh, just like that.
All right.
It's something to do with like under here, underneath. Yeah. You measure to get the measurement, and then whatever inches you add when you go around the main fullest part of the other bit, that's what you get your cup size.
There you go.
Wait, the what one?
Areola.
Oh, they're them cookies, aren't they? You can get them in America.
Hello, I'm Areola.
It's like the outside ring in darts, isn't it? It's like outside the balls.
Yeah, it's 25, 50.
Yeah, 25.
Yeah. What love a bizarre it conversation.
Yeah. Very bizarre.
Very
so
bizarre.
What else?
So, you what, Busty, what?
What else is going on, naughty boy?
I'm not a naughty boy, I'm just saying.
Have you spoken to your mum now? Is everything all right?
Yeah, she's trying to find the plug to get in the radio to switch it all on. She hasn't managed to do that yet.
But she should be in car because she's late for work.
She's really
she's
late, that's
in
what
car.
She keeps on saying.
Is she not left yet?
I said, why don't you put your bloody posh voice on? Totally embarrassed me.
I'm in car, yeah.
No, she wasn't even in car. She was getting in car.
She's going to be late for work. Mel going, why don't you put your posh voice on?
Exactly.
Mum, I put posh voice on when I'm on radio. You should as well.
I'm so sorry to everyone in England. There's loads of people listening there.
What is your posh voice? Do you have a posh
voice? Hello, nice to meet you.
That's all right.
That's not bad, isn't it?
Good, do you do that?
Really not me.
Does Joey Fatone understand what you say all the time?
No. I punch him in the neck a few times and then he understands me.
Leave me alone, I'm going to cry.
Hey, have you seen his house? He's got a grotto in there.
A grotto?
Yeah.
Has he?
Full on, with jacuzzi and everything, like the Playboy Mansion.
These wow people paid
oh,
way
sorry,
too much
kids
money
to school, stop.
No, it's all right, the Playboy Mansion. Do you know what? The Playboy Mansion is, you can hire it. It's like the world's most yeah coolest function
beautiful
room.
You should go there while you're here.
Well, we went before, and you know what? Honestly, me and Dave, as two of the only men on the planet, have been to the Playboy Mansion, and it was rubbish.
It was
absolute rubbish.
Did you go on a Sunday when there was nobody no around?
It was like a private party. It was rubbish.
You know the Gumball Rally, which is like that rally for all those toffs, right? Yeah. Well, they were in this private party.
Hello, let's drive fast.
And it was horrible. It was full of these horrible toffs in suits and champagne, so we didn't fit in, so we left.
Oh, that's not good.
You can hire the York Road in Leeds, the Irish Centre on the York Road. If you want a function room at the Irish Centre, you can have upstairs or the front bit. And you can also hire the Playboy Mansion. It's exactly the same.
Same thing.
One is slightly more expensive.
Yeah.
And the other one's got less drunk Irish people.
Where do you live? London?
Yeah.
Oh.
What do you mean? Oh.
Isn't it busy? I thought you were a northerner.
Did you never live in London?
Yeah, of course I did. I lived out in Marlow with all the posh people.
Marlow?
Yeah, I was the only black in the village.
Look at this woman. She must have just come back from her holidays.
Is that on the river?
You are so funny. I love it.
Wow. Melly's going to be with her. It's me again.
We're making it.
The Nubian queen is back again in the high street. Run for your lives.
She's going to rob us.
Look at her basket. She eats normal food like what we do. Wow.
Oh, I've got a bellyache. A full
if you want me to rub it better for you, not a problem, my
no,
darling.
Duh.
Right, okay.
He really would as well.
And he's got a posh voice, hasn't he?
Dominic. Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, very, yeah. I think I'm very posh and well-spoken. Because I'm a journalist, because I'm serious news
oh,
person.
Stab ya.
Yeah, what?
What?
Journalist.
Oh, I see.
No, I'm a nice one.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
You see, your voice is very nice and friendly.
Thanks very much. That's very nice for you to say that.
Oh,
thanks very much.
How old are you?
Have a guess.
35.
Exactly right.
Oh, good, see.
Oh, nice one, thanks.
How old am I?
Don't want to...
24. 24, same as you, Mel. As well, you know.
And 33, all the threes, 33, whoa!
33, my ass, you're 33.
I am 33!
Yeah, 33,
29,575.
Yeah, yeah, whatever.
Can't do that quick if you like.
Hey, listen, while we're here, I know it's like an old hat to talk about the Spice Girls, but which one of the Spice Girls is really the oldest?
I think it might be Jerry.
Now, can you, honestly now, right?
I think it might be. I've never seen a passport, so I don't know.
Do you genuinely know? Now, do you forget what their fake ages are? Because it must be hard to keep up.
No, nobody ever lied about their age.
Oh, please.
Emma's the youngest.
No, she's not.
Yes, she is.
Give over.
She's a baby spice.
Bunton, give over.
That's what I call her. That's my name. I never call her Emma. I always call her Bunton.
Bunton, she was born in her 30s.
She's gorgeous. Stop it. I will like come her. Over there and punch you in the neck.
No, I'd love that.
I will. Don't you just love that saying? It's so random. Who does that? Who does that?
So, so listen, hey, back to it. Let me hazard a guess. I said Jerry's 44.
No, she's not.
45?
No!
She's older?
What are you on?
Mel B is saying that Jerry Halliwell
is younger than all of that.
Wink at me if she's almost 50. She's winking! Wow.
Anyway, let's talk about you and your lady.
Baby Spice. Sophie. She was about 30 when she started.
How long have you been with Sophie for?
About 6 years.
And why haven't you got babies?
Because I don't want babies yet. They ruin my life.
Oh, why not?
They ruin my life. I'm too selfish. It's all about me.
I think you'd be a good dad, don't you?
He's very natural with kids, with my little baby daughter. He looks the part.
Your daughter is easy, though. Your daughter loves everybody, and she's really nice. So that's
you'd
just
be
not
a good dad.
I don't want to be a dad, though.
We're not allowed to talk about personal stuff. Everyone's gone really quiet.
No, not at all. I've got two children.
Don't ask Chris the baby stuff.
No, I've got a boy and a girl, and they're now listening. Hello.
Hi.
I miss them.
Your dad's really nice.
I'm going to punch him in the neck. How many kids have you got now? Just two, right?
Two. And then I have a beautiful stepdaughter. So I have a 1, a 4 and a 9.
A 1, a 4 and a 9.
That's a nice mix of ages, actually, isn't it? Because they're all doing lots of different things at that age.
Really?
That's also the same bra that Mel wears, a 1, 4 and a 9.
A 1, 4 and a 9?
Yeah.
Is that what
my mother's listening. I will seriously come round and deck you.
Your mother knows. Don't worry about it.
She'll set fire to your legs or whatever it is you do.
I like that one. I'm going to use
that
one.
I use that one, yeah.
Set fire to your
legs. It's not promoting arson, though. It's just in a joke form.
Yeah, in a joke form.
No. How far away do you live from here?
It took me 20 minutes to get here.
Okay.
So but there's no traffic.
I can put on. Where is your husband now? Is he at home?
He's at home in bed, keeping the bed warm for me.
All right, okay.
Mm. Not my side.
His side. Okay.
I bet they do have proper sides. And I bet you get really nuts if he puts a toe into yours.
No, I do.
I do. You know what?
Pardon?
You would get knocked.
I bet you any money. I bet you any money that yeah, he's got.
Dave! Dave!
Hey, Mel,
the monitor is here. Rachel. Stop.
Hey, Mel, look at me. Be honest. Is there a doghouse room for when you... I bet you go... When
oh,
you
yeah,
get,
there's a downstairs doghouse room.
And he sleeps in there, what, 4 nights out of 7?
No.
He doesn't. Stop it with your snorting! I'm trying to get to sleep.
I sleep with
get out!
Look.
Go downstairs, you! God's sake!
Do I sound that aggressive?
I'm trying to watch old reruns of L.A. Law.
I don't watch that.
I don't know what you watch.
Oh, I really like you.
I know, I'm cute, right?
I think you're really nice.
I'm very cute.
I was very excited when I was doing this interview.
Oh, God love you. I can see you're very excited.
Oh, bum bum.
You're bursting out of your Ultimo or whatever it is.
That's just the way it looks, baby. Get used to it.
Is that a bra that you designed?
Me and Michelle, well, Michelle mainly designed it and I chose my favourite picks. I just went to Fashion Week with my whole runway lingerie show.
Where?
And I handpicked New York, and I handpicked all the models. I made sure they were all curvy, right. Like real women.
Right. Well, I'd have gone and covered that for you.
Why didn't you?
Because you didn't invite me.
It got reviewed in The Sun, and everybody reads The Sun.
Well, yeah, but you could have sent me. I'd have chosen your models for you. Not a problem.
You could have been the face of Mel's bras. You could have your face on
do
each cup.
Do you have man boobs?
Of course I do.
Oh.
Listen, did you know what? If you'd have sent me there, I'd have been all over your bras like you wouldn't believe, Mel. I'd have been all over them.
Mm-hmm.
You're not allowed to be
literally.
All over them. Stupid. Hey, you didn't hear, dad's not listening
you
to
didn't
me.
Hear your jingle, did you?
What's my jingle?
Your jingle is this. Right, we're going to do a jingle, then we're going to play a couple of records, and I'm going to be back with more of Chesty B and her dirty, dirty laugh.
You're obsessed.
Oh, come on. It's hard to not be obsessed. Hey, listen, you don't put the things at the front of the store if you don't want the customers buying. That's all I'm saying. And not over. I've got cash and credit cards. Right, it's 7:16. More from Mel in a couple of records' time.
Mel B is on the show today. She now lives in LA. There's billboards with her face on. We see them every day. Chris would like a billboard with his face on instead, but we doubt there is one big enough to fit his massive head.
That's cruel, isn't it?
That's really mean.
I know.
The Chris Moyle Show, live from Hollywood. International Radio 1.
Mel B is loving the Noah and the Whale track. That's what
I
it
do,
is.
I like it a lot.
It's called 5 Years' Time.
Oh.
5 years' time.
What's going to happen in 5 years' time? Where are you going to be in 5 years' time?
God knows. Who knows? Oh, that's loud.
Well, that's enlightening.
Yeah. Where are you going to be in 5 years?
Probably doing the same thing. Being a mum, being happy and working.
You are happy, aren't you?
I'm always happy. What's the point?
No,
of
but you are.
Depressed?
You're very happy at the moment.
Yeah. No matter what goes on in my life, I always have to get up and go and just get on with it.
And you know, all jokes aside, you look great. You've had two kids, and you look great.
Thank you.
No, but you do, and you're obviously happy with the way you look. You look great.
I've always been happy with the way I look. I work out. I eat healthy. And
is this for you? Is this the best you've ever looked? Do you think?
I don't know. I don't really analyse myself or look at myself too much like that.
I do.
I find it boring.
I look at you a lot.
You do?
The internet and that kind of thing.
Oh, you dirty Bertie. Dirty Bertie.
I'm messing.
No, you're not.
Well, no, I'm not.
He's got you bookmarked on his computer.
Really? Oh, I like a bookmark.
Do you?
Yeah. Or history.
Yeah.
I always delete the history.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. You know. Everyone's listening knowing. Yeah. People in the car with their other half going, shut up, Chris.
History? You go to history?
Both
no,
the man and the woman sitting there going, shut up. Shut up.
That's very funny.
Private browsing? Don't you know what we're talking about? So tell us, so what are you doing? This TV show, is this done now? Is
it's
it
done. Right. It got done like a couple of months ago. So and me and my husband produced it, so that was lots of fun. See?
Easy working with your other half or not?
Pardon?
Was it easy working with your other half?
Yeah, or? I mean, he has lots of projects.
Right.
So he goes off and does his own thing. He just finished a film, actually, with Nick Cage and Eva Mendes out in New Orleans.
What's it called?
Bad Lieutenant. Oh. It's going to be out soon. So he's busy and I'm busy and then we kind of meet in the middle.
Very nice.
Well, he meets me on my side because I'm the ruler.
Mm. Would you be in a movie that he produced? Would you do
if
that?
If it was the right part, yeah.
Right. What if he asked you to be in something, you read the script and you thought it was rubbish? What would you do?
I'd tell him to,
what you tell him
to take a hike.
Not doing this, it's crap.
Yeah, I would. Seriously.
It's rubbish.
I'm very honest. It's my best friend. That's how you got to be. And you're married, you should know that. And you have a girlfriend, you should know that too.
Yeah, I have a girlfriend and your husband's my best friend too. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, see, there you go. Everybody. And the woman's always right. Just get used to that and you've got plain sailing life.
Woman is always right.
That's always.
Right. Yeah.
Always.
Even when they're wrong.
No, they're never wrong. Get that right.
I'm learning that slowly.
Seriously.
Mm.
I bet you're
101.
I bet you're a nightmare to live with.
Oh, I'm so good.
Oh, not
I
a
cook
chance.
You dinner. I rub your feet.
You wouldn't be rubbing my feet. I got blisters.
I'll pop your blisters.
Do you want to know something serious? Right. So I've got a blister on my foot. Two blisters.
Why?
But I don't know why I got them.
New shoes?
No. Just old feet.
So I popped the blisters and it looks gross, right? And we got some downtime the other day, so we went to hang out by the pool in the hotel. And I'm thinking, do you know what? That my foot looks gross. It's not fair on other people to be walking around, right?
Yeah.
Because if it was me and I saw someone else, I'd be like that. Yeah, look at this monkey foot. So I needed a plaster or a Band-Aid, as they call it here.
Band-Aid, that's
right.
Do
they know it's Christmas?
Mm.
So I mentioned it, right? And Dave had some of his daughter's plasters with him. So
Scooby-Doo?
No, Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, even
but
better.
But when they're actually on the foot, if you look at them very quickly, because the colours are like yellow and red, it just looks like this horrible yellow and red sort of wound.
With Winnie the Pooh's face sticking out the middle of it.
Yeah.
Why didn't you go and get a manicure and a pedicure? Guys do that here. You don't have to be GAY to do that.
Guys don't do that where
Yes,
I'm
they
from.
Do.
Well, if they do, they do it
secretly,
on the
slide. Secretly, or the girlfriend does it for them. Get your girlfriend to do it.
You can do it.
Not right now. I'm off to bed. I've got work in the morning. Gross me out right now.
What have you got to do tomorrow? Run me through your day tomorrow.
Tomorrow I'm up at 6:30 and do a 30-minute cardio workout. Wake the kids up, shower them, give them their breakfast, drive them to school, and then I go on set for 10 hours.
Doing what?
Stuff.
Oh, you're doing
that? I'm not going to talk about
DVD, which I'm not talking about.
Oh my god.
Well, no, it was written on our information sheet.
I haven't come here to talk about my stuff. I like to come here and just have a chat with you because you're my... I feel like you're my mate. I don't feel like it's like an interview to plug stuff, and I think that's kind of tacky. So I'll do that another time with some other people that I don't like. Mm. You I like, so I just want to come and chat. But I tell you what, I can talk about the Mobos on the 15th of October.
Yeah.
There you go. There's a plug. Get that one in.
I just remembered I meant to say that.
With Reverend Run.
Reverend Run.
Is it you and him?
Mm. Yeah.
Wicked.
Is that going to be good or not? I've heard he's quite nice. I've watched his show a few times.
Oh, he's lovely. I've never met him, but he seems like a really nice fella.
Yeah.
Proper
family
man.
Does he wear that neck thing?
What? Don't punch him in the neck, whatever you do.
Well, I'm thinking maybe I won't be able to because he wears that neck thing.
Yeah.
I won't be able to get it in there. Quick jab. And you do it like that. You see that? You put that middle finger like that. Kapum.
Bang.
15th of October at Wembley, the Mobos.
Is it at Wembley?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. They've really got the money going.
Did you not know that?
I didn't know that.
Arena, not the stadium, though.
Oh, boo.
It's not going to be a stadium. Mel B and the Reverend Run.
That should be really interesting. What can I wear? Any advice?
Oh, yeah. You'll have several costume changes.
Really? You think so?
Yeah, I reckon so.
What, short, long,
do you want to pick something out for you?
Sparkly.
I'll pick you something out.
Oh, what, my underwear?
Well, okay. No, well, we've already established that won't take long. I'm only wearing any today.
No, I'm thinking sparkle.
Filthy madam.
A bit of sparkle.
Yeah. Why don't you go and dress on... You go on, right at the beginning, you go and dress as him and he can go and dress as you.
Do you think he'll have that?
Probably not, but it'd be very funny.
Isn't he a very large fellow?
He's not small, is he, the Reverend?
No, he's a big man.
Do you reckon he wears tighty whities?
I don't know. I've never thought about
that. You just love how that rolls off your tongue. Say it. Tighty whities.
Tighty whities.
Like Y fronts.
You like it.
You mean like Y fronts, don't you? Is that what you mean?
Does anybody wear those?
No. Well, I don't know, but you're into fashion, aren't you?
I was wearing.
Tighty
whities. I was wearing very nice tight white boxers today.
And they're not white anymore.
I didn't mean that. Because we've been up all day and it's night time here. I got showered. No, I got showered and changed before I come and do the show. So I changed my, I changed like twice a day.
Change your tighty whities to what?
I'm free. I change my underwear like twice a day.
That's good though. Not many men do that.
If I'm going out at night, normally, right, we'll get up to do the show at like, it's 5:30, and then I shower and change before I go out later.
Good. So you should.
Yeah.
What about you?
What are you looking at me? I do as well. I'm very
you don't.
I do.
You should do.
I bet you still got the same boxers on you're wearing this morning.
And how would you know?
No.
Oh, Georgie. Are you in the same room?
Well, okay.
Be honest. Do you have the same boxers on right now at local time? It's 12:30 in LA.
This isn't meant to sound like we have a privileged life, but because I was in my swimmers for most of the afternoon, I've worn them for half a day in the morning.
Thank you, Melanie.
Then half a day.
Thank you, Mel.
Disgusting.
Gross.
See?
Oh, get away from me. I'm can't believe I'm sitting next
stinky
to you.
Stinky bum bum pants.
Oh.
Stinky bum bum pants.
That's not good.
Do you want to come round here?
No, I'm not coming
around
next to you.
Why?
Because I might get violated. I'm not coming over
there.
Violated. Abuse at work. I'm at work. Listen. I don't want abuse at work.
You won't get violated. Seriously, you won't get violated.
That's such a hardcore, long word for
violation.
I'll
tell you what, look, seriously, come around here.
I'm not doing it. You did it to me last time.
Come round my side
with
the
breasticisms.
No, I'm going to show you.
I'm not doing it.
I'm going to show you.
What are you going to show?
I'm going to show you how gentle I can be, Melanie.
She said, if you touch this, she'll chin you.
I'll punch you in the neck.
Come around here now. Come and see.
I'm not doing it.
Come on.
Well, first of all, walk me through what's going to happen if I come over there.
I'm just going to show you what a gentleman I can be.
By
soft
doing
and
what?
Tender.
By doing what?
No, I'm not going to do that.
My mother is listening.
This is not me. I'm being polite.
What are you going to do? Walk me through it.
Come round.
Step by step. I am not going to put myself in an environment where I don't know what's going to happen. I'm a control freak and I'll punch you in the neck.
Fine. If I violate you, you can punch me in the neck.
I'm not doing it. Let Dirty Stinky Pants come over and
I don't want him.
No.
I don't want all day boxer boy coming near me. You're kidding me.
Do you really have the same ones on? Why?
Yes, but
that?
I told you, but
and
I've
why
not had them.
Admit it?
But I've not had them on all day. All right, well I haven't then. I've got new ones on.
Hang on a second. Without going too down this road, you're not even wearing any pants.
Yeah. Said who?
You.
That's your dirty imagination.
All right, on your mother's life, you're wearing pants right now?
My mother's listening and I never swear in her life.
All right. That's a no.
That's a no, definitely.
Absolutely,
no.
What a no.
Yeah.
Seriously. She'd be
my
well in court.
My jeans are tight. It's like wearing tighty whities.
Your jeans are pink.
They're tight.
All right, okay. They're tight and
tight. Tight and pink.
Come round here, listen. Come round
I'm
here.
I'm not doing it.
All right, I want to give you a hug, Mel.
Oh.
I want to give you one of my
See, that's
one of my
nice.
Big hugs.
Do you know
love it.
He's a very good hugger.
I'm a very good hugger.
Well, what classes is a good hugger?
Oh, let me show you.
Find out.
It's difficult to get it wrong.
Demonstrate on this lady first.
On Rachel.
Hello.
And no. I'll see. She says no. I says no.
Just do a good hug.
Do it. Yeah. Don't.
We're
don't
going to the news.
Don't ruin the moment. Come round here. Let me give you.
I
a
don't
hug.
Know if I dare.
Come on. Just get your ass around here now. Come on.
Why don't you come to me? I'm the woman in control.
Just
girl power. Remember.
Oh, girl power. Shut up and back
up.
Get
back here.
Get round here. Let me.
Let's meet in the middle. Let's do a halfway join.
All right.
Venture.
Well, let me move the mic around.
Okay, I don't know what's going to happen.
You're going to love
hear
this.
Hear a thud. He's been punched in the neck.
I'll be him hitting the floor.
You're going to love
Here
this.
Here we go.
Take your headphones off.
Here we go.
Are you ready?
Remember, Watch I've this. Got boots on with a sharp heel.
Are you going that way or that way? Yeah, that way.
Okay, let's figure it out.
Ah.
And notice I do that. Notice I do
a
squeeze.
A squeeze.
You like that?
Well,
no,
I'm not
look
sure
a little,
if I like,
do you like that
squeeze thing.
You do.
It was nice.
Admit you like
I'll
that.
I'll admit it
admit
was nice.
Admit you want more. That's
friendly.
What you...
It was nice.
That's right.
Actually, it got me quite excited and happy.
There you see.
I like you a lot.
There you see. Do you want a neck massage?
That? No, thanks.
Okay, fair enough. I'm just... I went too far again, didn't I?
Yeah,
I always do that. I always go too far. Hey, listen, thank you for coming in.
So, you're going to come round for a drink?
Yes, please.
At some point?
Yeah.
You leave on Thursday or
are
Friday?
Are we going to swap numbers?
No.
Okay,
I'm
fine.
I'm going to give it to your assistant. I don't trust you.
Well, I don't have an assistant.
You don't?
No.
What's wrong with you?
Because I don't have them.
Why not?
Because I don't have anything to do all day but play Xbox in my undercrackers and that's it.
That's awful.
I send you a picture.
That's awful.
Me sitting there looking like the fat fella from Popeye with an Xbox controller in his hand.
No, seriously, let's do that.
All right.
What?
Okay.
Well, tell us when you're free and we'll come round.
Okay, good. You
want to hook up?
And I'll put clean underpants on.
That's disgusting. You've even admitted that.
Do you know what? I really believe this. I reckon if me and Mel B went out and had a few drinks, we'd end up having a snog beyond the bins out the back.
Do you reckon?
I absolutely believe
Not
it.
Not at all. I don't snog.
Yeah, you do. I bet you.
Duh.
What do you reckon from the interview today, Dan? Be honest.
Well, I mean, there's certainly chemistry there, isn't
there?
There is, obviously,
isn't
there? Yeah. That's
there
undeniable.
Dan, what are you on?
Oh, look at that. And she's now getting started.
She's
stuttering. She's stuttering now. See?
You've got to go to the news. I'm off. I've got to go to bed. I'm up early in the morning. Oh, I love you, Chris.
I love you too, Melanie.
Aww.
Hey, listen. After the news, I'm going to play two records, and I'm going to run out. And we're not going to say what this is. But I'm going to go out and film a video with Mel very quickly before she leaves. And then this is something I've never done before with her. And we're going to film it. And
it
you're going to get to.
So wrong.
It does sound wrong. And
so
you're going to get to see it later. She says I might be able to. She says I've got to do it in under 2 minutes.
And
yeah. She doesn't think I'll be. She thinks it'll take me longer.
And you've got to make something together.
Yeah, we've got to.
The two of you have got to join together to make something beautiful.
Oh, this sounds so sordid. Mum,
it's not what it sounds like. It's not what it sounds like.
Start the clock.
You. Yeah.
What was that noise you did earlier, Dave?
All right, Mel, listen, go and get yourself ready outside.
I'm going to get set up.
Yeah, go and get yourself ready.
I'll see you
in a few minutes and we'll get the tape rolling and we'll make magical television together.
Yes, we will. Bye. Oh,
bye you.
Bye everyone in England.
Ireland, Scotland, Northern Ireland, Wales.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, wow.
UK, come on. Get with it.
London and Leeds. There she's looking. And everybody else.
Do you think she looks like Beyonce, but sexier and with a smaller bum?
Bye. My bum's packing. Are you kidding me?
He said it is actually quite large.
Mel B there.
What a feisty woman.
She isn't she?
She's a good laugh, isn't she?
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
I know we're late for the news and Ben Cooper, our boss, will be getting upset, but, you know, seriously. Harry, as a woman.
As a woman?
I think she's got a thing for me.
Do you know what? Yeah. I think there might be, you know, things involved that would make her sway towards you that might help. That's right. You know what I mean? But,